Since Daddy put me on a budget, I've been extremely frugal.
Yeah, right.
Now, really, I have you be proud. Hey, not so fast, sticky fingers. You owe me a nickel. And don't you ever try to cheat me again. See? Frugal. Did I tell you I was going out with Antonio Harwood on Friday night?
Oh, second date this week. Guess he's taking your mind off Dwayne, huh?
Dwayne who? I don't know anybody by the name of Dwayne. Oh, that myopic Muppet. I'm sick and tired of waiting for him. Kim, I'm moving on to bigger and better things.
I bet you are.
Hey, hold on just for me, will you, Mr. Gaines? I wish I could hang out tonight, baby, but I got some studying to do before the tryouts.
Tryouts? What tryouts?
The Campus All-Star Challenge.
Oh, now you know my school. Avery is the reigning champion.
That's because I was sick last year and Hillman was forced to send boys to do a man's job.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, this woman will see you at the competition.
I didn't know you were trying out, guy.
No, I don't have to try out. I was on last year's winning team.
Oh, what a worthy opponent.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey.
I don't think it's wise for you to fraternize with the opposition.
You knew Kenu was competing?
I just found out. Now, as your personal trainer and best-looking friend, it's my job to make you aware of the pitfalls that await you.
Thanks for looking out for me, Ron.
Besides, I don't want your behavior jeopardizing my share of the cash prize.
Someone say cash prize?
Yes, but this wouldn't interest you. It's for one of those academic competitions.
What exactly are you trying to say?
Face it, Whitley. People like us are better cheerleaders in these situations.
Don't you compare my mind to that cobweb factory between your ears.
At least my cobweb factory can balance a checkbook. Besides, the All-Star Challenge is for intellectual heavyweights, geeks and nerds. Dwayne and Kenu.
Hey, Kim.
Ronald, I'll have you know that I graduated top of my class at the Winthrop School for Girls. I've made Dean's List at least twice, and I'm reigning Jeopardy champion at my parents' house.
Leave me speechless.
Where do I sign up for this Campus All-Star Whatchamajiggy?
With Colonel Taylor. But did you know it was an academic Whatchamajiggy?
I too, Kimberly.
Sorry.
I look forward to this opportunity to flex my intellectual muscles.
And I suppose the $1,500 prize is no incentive at all.
$1,500? Mm-hmm. Well, let the games begin! You guys could have told me I was about to run into a fence.
And ruin your momentum? No way, dude.
What exactly were you trying to do?
Gather a wreath for her hair.
Oh, thanks for telling me I got twigs in my hair.
Who can tell the difference?
Freddie, you could learn something from Zena Garrison here. Kim, you have a serious serve and volley game.
Thank you. You're not too bad yourself.
Is there anything you can't do well?
Nope.
Hey, Freddie, what do you think about me and Kim?
I think you're the most disgustingly aggressive, overly competitive, impatient players I've ever met.
No. I meant me and Kim.
You mean my cousin and my best friend? I love this. I think you guys would be the coolest couple in the whole world.
Well, that's what I thought, but yeah. You think she'd go out with me?
Oh, Matthew, in a heartbeat. Now, you just go and you ask her out.
I will.
And next up, we have Dwayne Wayne.
Thank you.
Dwayne Tracy Seawright. Hi, Tracy. Lamont Hosack. And, well. Pleasant surprise, we have Whitley Gilbert.
Whitley?
That's right. Don't stand there catching flies. Just be prepared to take your beating like a man, if you can.
There we go.
For 10 points, what fastest-growing oriental grass did Edison use as filament for his light bulb until it was replaced by tungsten?
Carbonized bamboo.
Correct.
Looking kind of tired.
Right. Next question. Born Margaret Gertrude Zell, she died before a French firing squad, refusing a blindfold and blowing a farewell kiss. Name this dancer and double agent. Correct. Name the three countries that surround Lake Victoria.
Hey, that's not fair. I did my best first
Victoria, Dwayne, the three countries that surround Lake Victoria.
Turn this thing on, please.
I am. Canada?
Wrong, wrong, wrong. There, that's working. Those three countries are Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania.
Correct.
Like Victoria's in Africa, don't they have a Phi Beta Kappa chapter down there?
In 1969... Wait a minute. I haven't even finished the question yet.
Well, I know everything that happened in 69 because that's the year I was born.
Well, happy birthday. Now, Whitley, why don't you step down? I think I've heard enough from you today, okay?
Good move, Colonel Taylor. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you think so, Wayne. So why don't you join us?
Me?
Yeah, you. Come on, down.
Mm-hmm. Are you happy? Now neither of us is gonna make the team.
I'm half happy.
Too evil to live, you know? Yes, I am in.
Congratulations, congratulations.
Oh, and look who you're paired with. No, Colonel, could you team me up with Whitley? Can I get another partner?
No, come on now, you and Whitley are perfect partners. Now you compliment each other, huh? Come on, besides, I wouldn't inflict either one of you on anyone else.
Well, Whitley, you made the all-star team.
Ha, now you're eating crow, Mr. IQ analyst.
Yes, you're like your partner, King Lou's boyfriend.
Colonel Taylor, please tell me this isn't true. Please tell me you're not making me work with him.
Yes. Come on now. You two are Hillman's best chances of bringing that trophy home. But work with me, people.
Matthew!
What's with the Godfather get-up?
I just came from a dress rehearsal. I wanted to get here before Kim got off work. Do you think I should have changed?
Oh, no, Matthew. She doesn't care how you look.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to go in there.
Yep.
And I'm going to offer her a date she can't refuse.
That's right. Go get him, guys.
Yo, Kimberly Reese.
Matthew?
What do you say? Me? You? Dinner? Tonight?
Tonight? I have a study group. I really can't. Sorry, I'm running late.
Ding, 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 ding. Mission accomplished. What time are you going out?
Does a quarter till never sound good?
What? She turned you down?
Like a bedspread.
I'm here to practice. Let's make this short and sweet.
Oh, somebody looking for me?
Yeah, sweet stuff. Let's get this over with.
All right. Let's get it going. Let's go. Here you go for you. A little bit for you to replenish your electrolytes.
Frog, would you come on?
Oh, CWA, contestants with attitude, huh? Here we go. First question. This style of painting was co-founded by Pablo Picasso and George Braque.
Cubism next.
That was the correct answer. However, you failed to buzz in.
We don't have buzzers.
Oh, yes, we do.
Carbohydrates, fats, and proteins are oxidized in the Krebs cycle.
Go, partner. Go, go, go. Go, partner. Go, go.
Ron, with me again, Ron.
With your damn self. I'm going to bed.
Can you tuck me in? Never hurts to ask. Nighty-night.
Wayne, we just may win this thing tomorrow.
What do you mean, may, with your brains and my beauty?
The competition can go picnic with the penguins.
You always laugh at your own sorry jokes, Whitley.
Somebody has to. You haven't been around to make me laugh at your sorry jokes.
Well, you haven't been easy to be around. You've had an attitude.
I have not.
You have to.
I have
you
not.
You have to.
Well, women have to be like that sometimes. What's your excuse?
I've been nice.
In your own little way. Yes, I suppose.
Well, I always did think you were beautiful.
Really?
Till you took off them shoes and got feet looked like bubbles of chip.
Oh, Okay. At least I can fit all my teeth into my mouth, chipmunk.
Oh, no.
And at 2 a.m., you stink.
I am a bit right.
Stop tickling me. You smell like old socks. I don't like you.
You like old socks.
Maybe we should call it a night.
Good idea.
We both need some rest.
Good idea.
Whitley.
Oh. Well, good night, Dwayne.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
It was just a kiss. That's all it's gonna be.
I saw it coming a mile away.
Where have you been?
Please. I left my mother in Ohio.
Why did you turn Matthew down?
I had a study group waiting for me.
Oh, study group. I know why you turned him down. I know the reason. It's because he's white.
Oh, Kim.
Tell me that's not the reason.
Good night, Freddie.
Tell me.
Okay. Yes, it is a factor.
Why?
Why make things more difficult than they have to be? Besides, I said it was a factor. I didn't say it was the only factor.
What other objection could you possibly have?
He's flaky and skinny. He's artsy and kratzy. And he came to the pit. Dressed like Superfly. We'd be a mixed couple no matter what color he was.
So you're saying if he ditched the costume, gained some weight, and was more grounded in reality, then you go out with him?
Freddie, I'm not looking for a relationship right now, okay?
Kim, Matthew did not propose. He just asked you out to dinner.
I don't have time to go out to dinner.
Of course you don't have time to go out to dinner because it's not on your 5-year plan.
Neither is this conversation.
You see that?
What?
See that?
What?
That's it.
What?
That's it.
What?
That's what your problem is. That's what your problem is. Everything has to go according to this little schedule. Go from bed to class to work to the library. Bed to class, work to the library. Bed to class, work to the library. But what did you do last Saturday night?
I dissected a rat.
Ah, that's living.
I have my life and you have yours.
Oh, no, no. Correction. I have a life. You don't.
Hey, Ron, Whitney's late.
She's always late. She's probably picking out an outfit.
You don't think that she wouldn't show up, do you?
You tell me, homie.
I don't know why I kissed her.
Because she's fine.
I don't need this. I need to stay away from Whitney.
Now, what you need to do is make up your mind. I'll make it up for you. You keep Keanu, I'll take Whitney.
Ron, you think Keanu will notice?
Will notice? Babe, wake up. Women notice everything. They have those super sensitive noses. They can detect another woman sent on you a mile away just like that.
Man, it happened hours ago.
Doesn't matter. You reek of guilt.
How do you know so much?
As many times as I've been busted, trust me, you're caught.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hey. Hi.
You ready for the competition?
Hey, I'm ready.
You know what? Huh? I'm not sure I like this idea of you paired up with Whitley.
Told you! Wait, what do you mean by that?
I know she likes you.
Wait. If you think Whitley and I got something going, you're wrong. We don't. I mean, we sort of flirted around once, but that was it. And it was a while ago. All we ever did was kiss, baby. Okay?
Honey, why are you telling me all this?
No reason. I'm just trying to clear the air. See how clear the air is now?
I'll talk to you later, and good luck.
Wait, Keanu. You said you knew Whitley liked me. I just want to assure you. The feeling is not mutual. I do not want Whitley.
Are you sure about that?
I am very sure.
Good.
Okay.
America is a union of states. Canada of provinces.
What the hell is she thinking?
What nation is a union of cantons?
Switzerland.
Correct. Ronald Fred Nair, Frederick Gregory, Charles Bolden, and Dr. Mae Jameson, what?
They were all astronauts.
Hey, I can't win this thing myself.
You're doing just fine. Keep up the good work.
Hibernation?
Correct!
Stop hibernating. We're in third place.
Correction, you are in third place.
Do me a favor, answer one question, please.
All right.
The symphonic tone poem, La Mer, was composed by...
somebody famous.
The French impressionist musician, Claude Debussy.
Correct.
Yeah. Name the dreadlock superstar of reggae.
Robert Bob Nesta Marley.
The ingredient in plastic foams and refrigerators.
Yes, chlorofluorocarbon.
Yes! Now, the two leading teams will go on to the championship. The other two teams, you're free to go. We would give you a home game, but we don't have one. So, goodbye. Okay, thank you, Blaine. All right, let's take a break here.
Hi.
Hi.
You look really good out there.
Oh, you have low standards. I like that.
So, what are you doing later?
I don't know. You know, I might just hang out.
Oh, I thought maybe I'd go to the coffee house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I might be at the coffee house later.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, hey, you want to walk there together?
Sure, it sounds like a plan.
Great. Hello, you two. What are we doing?
We decided to go to the coffee house.
Cool. Can I come?
No.
No.
What are you doing?
Having some hot cocoa. Would you like some?
No, I want my partner back.
You want your cake and Keanu too, and you can't have it that way,
Dwayne.
That is
not what I want.
Then why did you kiss me last night?
Why did you kiss me last night?
I asked you first.
So what? I asked you second. Look, Whitley, I'm sorry. It was wrong for me to kiss you last night.
That's right. It was wrong.
But some strong feelings that I had for you once upon a time resurfaced.
I know what you mean.
I admit you are my one temptation.
I am.
But Keanu is my girlfriend, and I need to respect that.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
But I don't.
But I'm serious.
So am I.
All right, contestants, take your places. Take your places.
Are you in this contest with me or not?
All right, I'm in, but not for you.
Oh,
for the money.
Whoa, well, let's do it.
Multiply the number of muses by the number of furies. Multiply that by the number of graces.
81.
Correct. The world's most famous department store recently closed its first salon. Name this shopper's paradise.
Harrods in London.
Yes.
My mama took me there.
The official tongue of Kenya is Swahili.
Correct. Relying on your visual memory, tell me the dimensions of the U.S. paper money.
6 inches by 2.5.
Correct.
I knew it well.
The city of brotherly love is Philadelphia.
Yes!
We're gaining on them! We're gaining on them!
Which two foreign countries have either completed or are building their own official Disneyland?
France and...
and Japan!
Yes! And that means our game is over, and we have a champion. Avery University.
Well, if I hadn't been such a manicuring maniac, we might have won this thing. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. Once you got going, we were good.
We were a good team, weren't we?
Yes, we were. Congratulations, sweetie.
Thank you, thank you. Care to kiss the champion?
Yep.
Make a formidable opponent, Keanu.
Oh, well, it's just nice to enjoy this moment with friends. And you too, Whitley.
How about those victory pizzas? Wanna buy?
You may get the prize, but I will get the man.